is that actually, you were on the line the other night when the Raiders and Chargers were playing, and me and Boss Hogg were talking about it, and really, and honestly, that man better at least get an interview.
He should get one. If he doesn't, I would be upset, but you know, the NFL has their rules, so they have to interview a minority candidate. And,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to say this. I'm one that doesn't care what color my head coach is. I've had quite a bit of them. And I don't think a lot of football people or people in sports in general cares about what color their coaches are. And personally, I'm just going to say this. I think that has a little bit of a political show to it as far as forcing these teams to they can say, you know, interview, but basically these teams are being pressured to hire, you know, minority coaches. And sometimes the minority coaches is not always the best option that you have available. So, you know, these teams are being, to me, they're being pressured. They have to interview one. And then if they don't select them and that said coach that they don't select want to, you know, make a big deal about it, he can make a big deal about it. And nobody will say anything. But we need more opportunities. To me, I just look at it like, you know, you got a black a league that's 70% you know, African American, and I've never up until recently knew that we had a problem. Not in we could go in another direction with this, and we very well could, but I want today not for this show, but we could go in another direction per se. These teams are feeling pressured, and if they don't hire that guy, then they feel like you know, they've, what's the word I'm looking for? Not really given a real opportunity to, you know, coaches. And then, you know, again, this goes back to my argument of, you know, teams are not building anymore. You know, too many firings going on. Well, this could be part of it. You bring in a guy who you're just trying to give an opportunity to because you want to, you know, hold up to the NFL new standards, and you're hiring the wrong guy. What happens then when you find out you just gave the wrong guy a job, and then after 2 years, you got to can him, and then what's the word going around then? You already know. Oh, he didn't get the same opportunity because, damn, you know. And that's how it goes down.
Yeah, you know, you pretty much just said everything right there, man. You know, this is just not a good situation. Not for the Dolphins. It's really not, because the thing is that regardless of how everything is, the fact is that you just hired a black head coach that was doing a great job, and now if you go and you hire another coach who happens to be white, now you're going to have the race card thrown at you, regardless if that's the truth or not. So now, how do you sit and try to figure out exactly who you're going to interview and all that? Because like I said, we just ran down the list of candidates, and the pickings are slim, Devo. I mean, like, to me, the only coach that I could really say that you could be like, all right, that was an all right move, would be Jim Harbaugh. But again, Jim Harbaugh hasn't even said he's leaving the University of Michigan. And why would he? He was just one game away from the national title. So don't you think that he has a little bit of unfinished business in college football?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I would think that.
So what else you got?
I don't know, bro. I mean, let's get into some of these the matchups coming for this weekend. Before we get out of here.
Okay.
Let me see. Schedule. So, Saturday's matchups. Vegas and Cincinnati, and then Buffalo, New England. What you think about those two matchups?
Oh, man. Vegas and Cincinnati, the battle between two young quarterbacks. I know who I picked for the Super Bowl. And I really should have waited till I saw how the playoff brackets are, because you know, I don't know if Cincinnati is going to have that type of team that's going to be able to match up with the Las Vegas Raiders. But I do think they could. So I'm going to give the slight edge to Cincinnati. And when I say slight edge, I mean very slight. Because these are two very evenly matched teams. The Buffalo-New England game, I think that's another one that's going to come down to the wire, but I just think that the play that the playoffs might be too much and too big for Mac Jones, and I don't know how he's going to do. So I'm gonna say that Buffalo is gonna win that game.
Yeah, I think the best of the two, I think, even though I know New England and Buffalo is going to be a good game, you know, two teams from the same division. This Vegas and Cincinnati game, you know, has a chance to be a really good game as well. Both teams are good, you know. Raiders coming in off of a high, getting in, and you know, that's going to be a, you know, some good games to watch. That's what I, you know, Saturday should be interesting. The matchups are good. You know, Cincinnati and Vegas, you know, really match up well. And New England, Buffalo, you know, two divisional teams. You know, cold weather games, and you know, they'll be good as, you know, well, that matchup there is going to be really good too.
All right. So what other matchups are you going to throw up there?
Sunday. We have Tampa Bay at Philly. Oh, no, Philly at Tampa Bay. Then you have San Francisco, Dallas. I think that's going to be a ridiculous game. Probably one of the hidden gems of the whole weekend. Then you got Pittsburgh, Kansas City. And then, you know, a first Monday night matchup, Arizona and Los Angeles.
All right, well, let's start with the Dallas-San Francisco game. I think you're right. I think it is going to be one of the best games of the weekend. And I think when the dust is settled, I think that we're going to see San Francisco on top of Dallas. I think that San Francisco has everything working for them right now. And the one thing that they have working better than what Dallas does is their running game. They got a very strong and solid running game. Dallas's running game, Ezekiel Elliott, et cetera, et cetera. This season, I'm not sure what happened, but it's kind of like they turned it off, and I'm not sure why. So I'm going to say San Francisco over Dallas. You also mentioned Pittsburgh and Kansas City. I know I'm going to regret this.
Don't do it.
But No, you know what? No, I'm not going to regret this because I have a gut feeling about some stuff. I think Pittsburgh beats Kansas City.
Oh. Oh, I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, They just have this something about them. I mean, they're not really that great of a team. They're not like the Pittsburgh teams from the past, but they always have this niche or something like that where they always seem to find a way to win these unwinnable games. And I know what everybody is thinking. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. Yeah, folks, look, if Kansas City wins, I'm not going to be surprised, but I just got this gut feeling that Pittsburgh is somehow going to pull this out. And people, when I say pull this out, I mean they're probably going to win by a point.
Yeah.
Now, what other games did you have out there?
Hold on. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
We already went through
Pittsburgh,
Cincinnati, and Las Vegas.
Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Dallas, and Los Angeles, Arizona on Monday.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought there was another AFC matchup in there, but all right. Well, let's go to the Philadelphia-Tampa Bay game. I think Tampa wins. And the reason why I think Tampa wins is just solely because they're going to be at home. I do think that home field advantage in the playoffs, I do think it is something. I really do. And that is the reason I am giving the edge to Tampa. But now, let me put the caveat in there. In order for Tampa to do this, that defense has got to switch gears into playoff mode like they did last year. Because make no mistake about it, Philadelphia learned from their previous game. I think they're going to come out running the ball. You're going to see a lot of RPOs. You're going to see a lot of just straight up the gut running and outside running from both Hurts and Sanders. And I wouldn't even be surprised to see a couple of wide receiver sweeps. I really wouldn't. You got Devontae Smith, who is one of the kings of that. If you don't believe me, go back and look at his tapes from Alabama. And here's the other thing. Devontae Smith can throw, too. So, would I be surprised to see a couple of trick plays? No, not at all. Not even a little bit. I wouldn't even be surprised. But I do think Tampa being at home, I do think that is what puts them over the top. And I think Tampa beats Philadelphia. And I'm going to say that it's going to be by maybe a touchdown. Maybe. It's either going to be a touchdown or a field goal. I don't think it's going to be a runaway game. I really don't. Arizona and the Rams. Look, Arizona went into Los Angeles before and beat the Rams. I think they do it again. So, Debo, your prediction.
Great, great, great commentary. I couldn't have done it any better. That was good. Let's see where we at. I know it's getting late, so We're going to have to be heading out of here pretty soon. All righty. So, let's see. Uh-oh. So, we got about 10, yeah, I say about 10 more minutes, and then we're going to close this thing out. So, I'm going to give you my where can I find this? Where is it? There we go. All right. So, what you think the biggest matchup of the weekend is? Is it the Arizona, Los Angeles? Or I think it could be three games. Actually four, but I'm going to go with my three top. Arizona, L.A., Kansas City, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, only because of the Ben Roethlisberger factor, and then New England, Buffalo. But the best game of this whole weekend, I think, is going to come down San Francisco, Dallas. I think that's going to be the best game of the weekend because I think San Francisco is going to make Dallas play their brand of football. And we'll see.
But I have to agree with you. No arguments here. I really do think it's going to be Dallas and San Francisco. I think the other one that has the potential to be a great game is another one you mentioned, the Arizona-Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great game. Dallas, you know, high-powered passing the ball. And San Fran is old school. Line it up, me against you, and, you know, they're just going to punish. So I think that's, you know. Yeah. So what else you got, brother, before we head out?
Man, I pretty much have said all I need to say tonight. Once again, Stephen Ross, you're an idiot. Just go ahead, sell the team. You don't do that. You don't need to be an owner. Go play with your real estate. Do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so where's my screen? Man, this y'all just locked up. All right, so yeah, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna head out of here for the night. We appreciate everybody tuning in, listening to the show, downloading the podcast. So whichever way you decide you listen, continue. We appreciate everything. So with that being said, we're going to get on up out of here, man. Mr. William Graves, take us out, brother.
Well, again, listeners, we do appreciate you guys listening tonight. You know, you can download the this podcast and all of our past podcasts on Rat Pack, on ratpacksports.com. Derek will either have this podcast uploaded either later tonight or tomorrow. But again, listeners, we thank you for listening. I'm William Graves with Derek Jones, and we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.